Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system. Our first song today is a one in which a person has made an important life choice, turning from a life of difficulty and trauma to a life of peace and contentment by discovering a relationship with Jesus. I made a video highlighting this song a few weeks ago for the friend who wrote it and who sings it. His name is Terry Patterson of Wall's End, local lad, former boxer, and his song is called Believe in Me.
Have you ever been so lonely? Has your world just fallen in? Heavy burdens on your shoulders, 'cause your heart can't stand the pain. You're afraid I will protect you. Call my name and you'll be heard. For my arms are always open when you listen to my word.
One of my granddaughters sometimes plays a game of choices with me when we're out walking together. She'll open by asking, Strictly or X Factor? And I'll reply, Strictly. Then it's my turn and I might ask her, Frozen or Beauty and the Beast? And she'll reply, Beauty, etc. But sometimes I like neither choice, such as leggings or jeans, so I'll offer an alternative. I prefer trousers, but seemingly that's not allowed, that's cheating. In today's reading from the Bible, a question is put before Jesus. He's been invited to make a choice, but he seeks an alternative answer too. Here's today's reading from Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap Jesus in his words. They sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. Jesus was extremely wise in his dealings with others. It made me think of this next hymn, sung here by Kristen and Keith Getty, and it's called "The Perfect Wisdom of Our God."
The perfect wisdom of our God, revealed in all the universe, all things created by his hand and held together at his command. He knows the mysteries of the seas, the secrets of the stars are his. He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day. Wisdom of his ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet, his spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for to Christ. Of your sovereignty.
So in that reading we've just heard, a well-laid trap has been carefully set out for Jesus, choreographed by the religious leaders of the day, whose authority Jesus was constantly challenging. They see his outspokenness as a possible weakness to exploit, because Jesus was never afraid to speak his mind or say what he believed to be true. So they sent their disciples to him with a question guaranteed to provoke controversy. They hoped his answer would be his downfall. The question seemed reasonable, but Jesus was able to see beyond their plan. Here's another hymn about godly wisdom. It's an all-time favourite, sung by Steve Green, and it's called "Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise."
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. wasting and silent as light, nor wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Almighty, victorious, your great name is glorious. Almighty, victorious, your great name we praise, O Lord. To all life thou givest, the great and the small, to all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee.
The disciples of the Pharisees asked their question in a public place. It says they took with them the Herodians. These were henchmen of King Herod. It was their job to ensure that the Jewish people obeyed government policies and paid their taxes to Rome. Of course, King Herod and the Jewish leaders had already fallen in line with Rome's demands. But the actual burden of heavy taxation fell on the common people who were struggling to survive, as is usually the case. In our next song, there's a challenge for all those who aim to live a holy life, to show by their actions that they're really living out God's word in love and action. If not, then their celebrations, their worship, and the vows they make are worthless. Here is Margaret Scott and United Folk with I Hear Your Voice. The question the Pharisees chose was one of the hottest topics at that time. They opened with a little flattery, then they asked the million-dollar question. Is it right to pay imperial tax to Caesar or not? Let me first explain that the coin that was used to pay the tax was a denarius, which had Caesar's head stamped on it. It also bore an inscription referring to his divinity, so even the mere sight of this graven image was abhorrent to Jews. If Jesus had answered, "Yes, pay the taxes," this would have offended the people and would have shown him to be a false leader. Public opinion would have turned against him. And if Jesus had replied, "Don't pay the taxes," the Herodians would have reported this as treason against the Romans, who could have arrested him. Jesus recognized their evil thinking, so he called for a denarius, playing for time to consider their question, and perhaps even to offer a little prayer to his Father for guidance and wisdom. And so he asked, "Whose image is this upon the coin? Whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." When we have to make important decisions today, do we make rash decisions? Or do we wait a while and give the matter prayerful thought? Here's a song written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend and sung here by Kristen Getty again, and it's called "Speak, O Lord."
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full
Then, speaking in words of great wisdom, Jesus went on to say, "Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's." In other words, let him have his coins. The Herodians would have been actually pleased with this reply. And then to the others he said, "And give to God what is God's." No one, not even these leaders, could fault his reply. All of a sudden, the Pharisees found that Jesus had emerged unscathed from their trap. I somehow remember that Adrian Plass, a well-known Christian communicator and comedian, once called Jesus a great judo expert. He said this because Jesus took on the oppressive energy that was thrust at him by his opponents, and he deflected it to his advantage, knocking them off balance, or words to that effect. I rather like that description. Would that all our world leaders were blessed with gifts of wisdom and integrity. I don't know if you read an article in the newspapers recently about a Russian officer who had only recently died. A hero, so to speak. He was Lieutenant Colonel Stanislav Petrov, who once during the Cold War had saved the world from a thermonuclear disaster by reacting calmly and wisely in a threatening situation. According to a newspaper account, Petrov was on night duty at the Soviet early warning facility outside Moscow on September the 26th, 1983, when an alarm went off, signalling the launch of several US intercontinental ballistic missiles. Petrov had to quickly determine whether the attack was real or a false alarm. He chose the latter. And it had been a false alarm. Had he informed his superiors, they very well might have responded in kind. Petrov was not rewarded for his actions. In fact, he received a reprimand for failing to correctly fill in the duty log, and he retired from the military the following year. I don't know if you read that story, but it shows us that one simple knee-jerk reaction, one foolish decision, can bring about catastrophe. We need to look to God for answers and trust our instincts more and act upon them. Petrov befriended the world. He cared about those who would have felt the dire consequences of that wrong action. I'd like to play for you a request this morning from one of our listeners, whose name is Frank, and he and his wife Julia would love to hear what a friend we have in Jesus, as it reminds him not only of their wedding day, but also of two very dear friends, Arnold and Muriel, who've meant so much to them over the years. Here is What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Sorrow share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. You, thy friends despise, forsake me, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace. There in his arms, oh, in his arms will take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Not for a very long time now have our world leaders had so many weighty problems to try and solve. Shall we pray for them today? May God grant them wisdom and empathy, respect and understanding. May they be calm and measured in their communications, and may each one work together for the good of all to bring about peace in our world. And for ourselves, Lord, we pray for a greater measure of wisdom in our everyday situations. May we set aside time to make sacred space in which to consider all our decisions wisely. Give us, Lord, right words to say, right courses of action to follow. And regardless of what anyone else may think of the responses we make on difficult issues, let there be a sense in our answers that we have been speaking with you, the God of all wisdom. Amen. I'd like to leave you with a final prayer in the form of a song which cries out, "Lord, speak to me." It's been written and is sung by Dave Lubbin. Bye for now.
I wanna be where you are. I wanna know, Lord, who you are. So when you call my name, I'll say to you, here I am. I'm listening, Lord, speak to me. I wanna see how you see. Change my heart, Lord, and make me holy. If there's anything in my life that doesn't honor you tonight, I'm listening, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. I wanna see